It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those that fear him and delivers them. Can I tell you what that means? That means that he's going to protect you from all of your danger. All hurt, harm, and unforeseen dangers. Somebody say, how does he do it? I'm glad you asked. He dispatches his angels. Praise God who protects us. How many of y'all have ever experienced one of those angels? Praise God, I am a living witness that he has those angels that talk to us, that help us. One day, I've shared the story before. One day we had finished a great college semester, and it was Christmas time. And I used to sing in the university choir, and we had to sing before the Christmas break. And one of my classmates, who's dead and gone to be on with the Lord, some of y'all have met him. His name was Bernard Maxson, the son of Reverend Benjamin Maxson. President, used to be president of our Louisiana Home and Foreign Missions Baptist Convention. Asked me to take a ride with him in a brand new, as the children would say, a spanking brand new Volkswagen wagon. He asked me to go with him, and I said, well, I really didn't feel like it, but that was my ride to my house. I said, I'm going to go with you. And while I was in that Volkswagen, I was sitting on the left side, and there was an angel that spoke to me, said, I want you to ease over to the other side of the van. Lord, hallelujah. Had I been crazy, had I not been attuned to what was going on, I wouldn't be standing here preaching today. But I was obedient to the word, the voice, and that was nothing more than one of those guardian angels that told me to slide over. And let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, soon as I got to the other side, all I could see were lights. A drunk driver, they tell me, was driving about 65 or 70 miles an hour. Ran a stop sign. Hit that Volkswagen van right where I was sitting. They tell me that it tumbled 3 times, landed up against one of those big metal posts down in New Orleans, Louisiana. I couldn't remember nothing, but one thing, I heard some screaming. I heard somebody say, Joe is in that van. And I remember 2 policemen coming through the windshield, putting one had this on, and the other one had this on. And they drug me out of the front of that van. I'm assuming that they were afraid that it was going to catch fire. And they took me over to a house. It was a house of a white lady. And when I came to all of my senses, the only face that I could see was that white lady's face. And I could hear my friend saying, "Joe, are you all right?" I had a gash in my head. My eyeglasses broke in half. But guess what? When they took me to the hospital and when they looked me over, they stitched up my head. They said, "You're gonna have to walk around without your glasses for a while." But other than that, I was all right. But I'm so glad that I have a God who understands and he listened to my mother's prayer. That's why I tell mamas, don't ever give up on those children. Always ask the Lord to protect your child. When I was a little boy before my mama died, I used to hear my mama say, "Lord, protect my children." I didn't understand why she said it then. But now as I've gotten older, I know why she said it. She said, "Protect my children." And that was nothing but God answered her prayer. And I don't know, praise God, what you come to do. But I come to bless the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't know, praise God, we're saved today. We're filled with the Spirit of God today. But praise God, we need to bless the Lord at all times. His praise should continually be in our mouth. As I look back, I don't know what you got to bless him for. But I have some things that I bless him for. Can I just name a few of them? I bless him for being a bridge over troubled water. Because I've had some trouble to come into my life. And I thank God that he was a bridge over troubled water. I thank God for being my knight in shining armor. One that I can call upon. I don't care how early in the morning. I don't care if it's noonday. I don't care if it's late at night. He is my knight and shining armor. And I can call on him. Praise God. Another reason why I can bless the Lord. Because he is my way maker. Because he's made a way out of no way so many times for me. And I'm so glad. I'm glad I can bless him because he is my deliverer. He delivered me from the very pits of sin and from the very pits of hell and put my feet on a street called Straight. And I'm so glad. But finally I bless him because he's my savior. Somebody say, what you mean by that? Over 2,000 years ago, he walked up a hill called Calvary where they drove nails through his hand, drove a spike through his feet, pierced him in his side, put a crown of thorns on his head, put him in the ground where he stayed down 3 days and 3 nights. But you want to know something? Why I really bless him? Because early one Sunday morning, he got up out of that grave and declared that I got all power in my hand. Not just some power, but all power in my hand. If you need some power to bring back that runaway child, turn it over to Jesus. If you need some power to rescue that one that's in the hands of the drug addict, turn it over to Jesus. He has the power to rescue you. He has the power to save us. If you have one who's walking contrary to the word of God and to the words of your house, turn him over to Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, if you turn it over to Jesus, everything. Why do I bless you? Don't y'all know how good he's been to me? Oh Lord, when I go to my house, can I testify some more? I hope I'm not boring y'all. When I was a little boy, 25 cents. Some of the older folks know what it was. Y'all call it a quarter. We call it two bits. 25 cents was a whole lot of money to us. I could take 25 cents when I was a little boy. I can walk to Zito's store, get me a stage plant. Deacon Eli, get me a nickel worth of cheese. Praise God. And I'm talking about no cheese that you can read the newspaper through. A nickel worth of cheese. And then I'll get me a box root beer. And they gave me 10 cents back. And my brothers and my sisters, we could eat on that big stage plant. We can eat on that cheese. We didn't drink the same cold drink, but we could drink that cold drink all day long. And God took care of us. But today, when I look back over my life, and I wonder what he has done. I'm not bragging, y'all. I used to have, when I was coming up, one soup. I'll never forget it. It started out navy blue. But by the time we got ironing that thing, you could see me coming down the road a mile because it shined like new money. I had one pair of shoes. Couldn't wear those shoes but on a Sunday. Oh yeah. But when I look back over my life, family only had one car. Everybody had to share the car. Some had to pick the other one up to go take them someplace. I'm not bragging, but I go to my house now. I got 72 suits in my closet. I got about 15 pair of shoes, and that's not counting tennis shoes. Hallelujah. I got 5 automobiles in my garage, in my driveway. And praise God, if you go inside my garage, you can find enough junk that you can